Welcome to the first episode of my podcast. This is Zach, broadcasting to you from my car. Yes, I'm that original, thanks. Anyway, I got a few things to bitch about this morning. I got a couple new podcasts last night, added them to my already growing list of subscriptions. Okay, so I'm like, hey, well, why don't I just let iTunes automatically update my iPod? You know, then I won't even have to, you know, drag them in or whatever. So I click in the little box that says update certain folders only. Well, the damn thing decides it wants to erase the, or redo all of my iPod. It wants to update everything. And I'm like, no, that's not what I want it to do. But by the time I had stopped it, the entire fucking hard drive was erased. Get that. Yeah. Uh-huh. So right now, my iPod has like 2 shows on it. And, it's not very cool. It's not cool at all. Okay. Now, I'm coming up here, and I got a ton of people tailing me because I'm a little bit worried. I live in a small town. We only have, like, almost 4,000 people. We have one cop. And you know what? He likes to be an asshole. Now, cops in big towns are good. I'm not complaining. You know, they keep you safe, they stop criminals, whatever. But there's no crime in a tiny town like Glandorf, Ohio. And so all he has to do is sit out mornings when I'm late for school, or it seems like. Only mornings I'm late, really, and I'm late this morning. And stop people for speeding. And it gets really annoying, because you get stopped, you know, the lights go on, you're like, shit. So you stop, and it takes him like 10 freaking minutes to call your tags in, or whatever the hell he does. And so you're just sitting there in the car, you're like, you're watching the clock tick by, thinking about how many minutes you're late now. And I realize some of you are hard asses and you're late to school every day, but I got a pretty clean record, and I'd like to keep it that way. Only the damn freaking cop doesn't let me. Okay, in honest, I've only been pulled over once, and that was when I wasn't even driving. But it's still, it's annoying. It's annoying as hell. Okay, so you might have understood that I'm on my way to school. Ottawa Glandorf High School sucks, and that's the way it is. You thought I was gonna talk about it, didn't you? No, it sucks. School sucks. I hate it. Even though I get good grades, it's boring. I don't like it. But I'd say from the amount of bitching I've done this morning, it's an angry morning. So, I'm gonna start you off with a little Slipknot. Here's Duality. We'll be right back. thanks, Slipknot, for making my day just a little bit better. I'll probably check in when I get out. Let's see, things I have to do today. Oh, fuck. Okay, after school I have tennis conditioning. So when I check back in, you're going to hear me bitch about that too. Isn't that great? Okay, so I'm going to leave you with a little music. The next time you hear my voice, it will be about 3 o'clock this afternoon. So let's see, I'm going to do a little bit of Strokes. The end has no end. Okay, well, I lied before. It's about 4 o'clock now, not 3. Practice took a little bit longer than I thought it would, and it pretty much sucked. I don't know. I don't really like running that much, and that's all we did. You know, 45. You know, it's like tennis is a lot of hitting and jumping around, but there's not so much running involved. I don't see why we have to run so much. That makes me angry. Anyway, so I'm on my way home. Taking my good friend Philip home, too.
Hi.
This is Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hi. Hi, Zach.
So, Phil, this is your first year playing tennis.
This is my first year playing sports.
You haven't hit sports.
Sports.
Basically. Never played sports?
Not really.
You're more of those intellectual type guys.
No, I'm not one of those either.
So, you're a...
lazy bum.
Oh. Well, you're... Yeah. Yeah. Okay. <Nice. laughs> So, you're playing tennis, and you haven't hit a single ball yet. What do you think about that?
That tennis, to me, exists only in running around the school for a while.
Hey, but at least we have a complete loop now. Running last year, you run to one end, you turn around, you run back, because it was shaped like a giant L.
Bad, really.
But this year, it's shaped like a giant...
zero.
Weird O sort of shape, yeah. It's okay, I guess. The running... as in running in a circle.
Yeah.
But actually running kind of sucks. But
yeah.
Okay, so, kind of dragged on. How about we play a little bit more music? Phil, what do you want to hear?
I don't care.
Name a song, any song, we're going to play.
Any song in the entire world?
Any song that I have on my iPod.
That limits it.
Yes, it does.
Oh, let's see. Well, what songs do you have on your iPod?
I have any song that you'd want to hear on my iPod.
You got Jerk It Out by the Caesars?
Yes. We're going with Jerk It Out right now. Okay, we just heard Jerk It Out. They used that on the Shuffle commercials,
Shuffle
didn't they?
Commercial, yes.
That Shuffle, that's a pretty weird gadget.
It's quite a little bugger. What's this?
I mean, it doesn't have any... Whoa!
Cat, half a cat.
Yeah, half a... Poor little kitty.
Which reminds me, yesterday, I found my, like, 7 or 8 year old cat dead.
What?
We found our 7 or 8 year old cat dead.
Holy crap! Which
and
one...
So, Mittens, you wouldn't know.
Oh,
she ran away and lived at the factory for like 5 or 6 years of her life, and he just passed the road.
Oh, oops.
And anyways, and so me and Alex went back with the box, put her in the box, and we're either going to cremate her or bury her in the sacred spot.
Man, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, but here, what are you going to do about
it? Hate loss. You're going to notice, all you listeners out there, you're going to notice a little bit of hum. That's just the defroster. Kind of sweaty, kind of fogging up the windows.
Ran a while. So.
And if I crashed before I could get this podcast up, I'd be pissed. So.
Really?
Live with the noise. So the cat died. That's
yeah.
That's bad. Moment of silence, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay. So anyway, going back to that iPod Shuffle, they recently released that. I don't know if I exactly agree with it or not.
It's kind of an odd sort of thing.
Then again, being the sort of gadget lover that I am, I'll probably end up buying one. Because even if it's non-functional, it's still pretty cool looking.
Being the lazy bum that I am, I probably won't wind up getting one.
Why not?
Because I'm lazy.
That's why when you're a lazy bum, you become a hobo.
Yeah. I'm aiming for a surf bum. But if I have to go down to the next level of hobo, that's fine.
Alright, describe surf bum for us.
Surf bum. A person who lives on the beach, surfs all day, and eats fish all night.
Fish?
Fish. They catch fish, because fish is free when you live at the ocean.
I guess you just catch
it, and you eat it.
That's pretty sweet. I never thought of that. So maybe we should all aspire to be surf bums.
So I figured I could build myself a little wooden hut on the beach, and then I could make giant power cords that go underneath the ground into the people's houses in here nearby. I just steal their electricity.
That's pretty nifty.
To power my cooker and my PlayStation 2 and maybe Xbox and GameCube if I steal some. And then,
so basically you're going to resort to a lot of theft.
But hey, I'm a hobo surf bum.
I mean, people have to feel sorry for hobo surf bums.
I mean, come on, they'll just be like, here, take my $1 million bills. If they were Bill Gates.
If they were Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, Bill Gates. Yeah, he donates a lot of money, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Although, it's kind of funny. I heard this thing, maybe you told me, I don't know, Phil. Bill Gates, he only gives, like, 0.5 of his money, that's his kids' inheritance each. But when you step back and you look at it, 0.5 is like tons of money when you're Bill Gates. It's into the millions of dollars. I don't think I'm going to inherit like $5 from my parents. Darn.
I'll probably inherit the light post.
The light post. Okay, so I've been thinking. Yeah, you talking about being a surf bum?
Yep.
It's a good time to cue up a song that I haven't heard for a while. It's by Weezer. Called Surf Wax America, and it's kind of surfing inspired, I guess. I don't know if it talks about stealing electricity or eating fish, but here we go anyway.
Here we go.
Never go home.
Okay. I just dropped off Philip. He's gone now. Thanks, Phil. What was I thinking about? Something about... Oh, yeah, Weezer. What the hell is taking so long for their new album? I haven't been to the website in a while. Maybe there's been some news. I don't know. Maybe somebody could tell me. But it's like... When was the last album released? It was quite a long time ago. At least several years. And that's way too long. Weezer is an awesome band. They need to have a record out, like, every 6 months. Yes, that's unfeasible. But, you know what? I don't care. Because I can't make good music, so someone has to. Probably... Yeah. It's probably a good time for some more music. Let's see, what have we not heard? Oh, the Yeah. Started in New York. Pretty good, sort of garage band rock sort of thing going on. It's a trio, only there's no bass. It's just guitar, drums, and a vocalist. And they got some pretty weird stuff. It's different, is how I describe it. Has a lot of singer, I can't remember her name, I'm sorry. But she makes a lot of weird noises and some odd word combinations and stuff like that. It's pretty weird. Okay, so anyway, here's the Yeah with Pin. Thanks, the Yeah. God, that's an awkward name. Not that it's bad, it's kind of creative, I suppose, but it's kind of hard to say fluently. Yeah. So you have to enunciate. I had an idea. I'm thinking, instead of me doing this show alone, I like to have... You know, that was fun, wasn't it, with Philip? It was fun. I think I'm going to start having guests on regularly. That's a pretty good idea, huh? Well, anyway, I'm about home. I don't think that, I know that. But I think it's time to end this podcast. Because I really have nothing else to bitch about that you'd want to hear. But I would like to play just one more song for you. I recently listened to American Idiot, Green Day, like for the 50 billionth time, at least. It's a great, great, great album. And if you haven't heard it, run out right now, buy it, and listen to it. It breaks the Green Day's own conformity sort of thing. They had, you know, their old albums were with a fast punk, you know, that's about it. But this, it goes all over the place. It's awesome. It's like a well-composed, I don't even know the word for it. Because they're slow, there's fast, there's in between. They have different styles, different instruments. And It's awesome. It's a great album. And so I'd like to play the last song from that album, entitled Homecoming. And I think it's probably one of the better ones on there. I love to listen to it, never get tired of it. I'm going to leave you with that, because I'm pulling into the driveway right now. So here is Homecoming by Green Day. And I hope all of you have a good day, night, or whatever time of day it is. And I'll see you on the next brand new podcast. Bye.